The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's one of the most important parts of our anatomy. Often we neglect it. Often we take it for granted. Hair and hair loss is a very personal issue. It can be caused by lots of things like stress, trauma, and of course, age. So how do you deal with your hair and hair loss? Well, joining me now to answer all of those questions is Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatologists. Katrina, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat.
Now, is father time the enemy here? Does it always happen to women and men as they grow old, they're going to lose some hair?
Yeah, so for most people, some hair loss is inevitable. It's about half or 50% of people of men by the age of 50 have significant hair loss. About 50% of women by the age of 70.
And is that thinning of the hair, or might there be bald patches?
Oh yeah, you know, usually, you know, for men, it's receding hairline, so it can be, you know, they can be very bald, and it can happen quite early actually in some men's lives. For women, it's more diffuse. So you see sort of thinning all over the hair. You see more scalp.
Yeah.
You know, but they don't typically have the receding hairline in the same way as a man would.
And these are a function of age, but can you do anything about that natural process?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the important thing for us as dermatologists is if it's happening very prematurely, that we intervene, because absolutely you can. You know, as there's a normal hair follicle, as that process happens, shrivels up and becomes a tiny little hair follicle and then disappears. Once there's no hole there, you know, once there's no hair follicle opening, it's gone. You know, there's no getting the hair back.
But normally we lose hair anyway, naturally. How many hairs a day do we lose?
So 80 a day is the usual amount. And but those hairs replace themselves. There's a hair coming up the hair follicle behind it. It's when you have that process where it shrivels up and goes away. Once there's no hair follicle there, sort of a, you know, the actual passageway, well, then you can't get it back again. So where we're trying to intervene, or where people can intervene themselves, is at that stage when they're starting to see subtle thinning, you know, especially for men at the front of their hair, you know, you know, sometimes patches on the crown of their hair as well, you know, starting to use things that can just slow down that process or halt that process.
So early intervention.
Yeah, early intervention. And it can be over the counter, Pat.
I mean, Rogaine,
exactly,
started off as a blood pressure medication, and someone who was working on it noticed hair was growing where it shouldn't be growing.
A very rich person now, Pat.
Yeah.
You know, a huge success. You know, they realised that rubbing it on would probably do the same thing.
Yeah. So that works. And then there are tablets that people can take.
They're tablets now. The tablets are prescription, you know, and they can be prescribed by a GP or a dermatologist for men and for women. One called finasteride that can make a big difference, especially if someone is losing their hair early. You know, I think it impacts men and women considerably, but I think sometimes we neglect the men a little bit. You don't realise how impactful it can be to bald in your 20s.
A lot of guys, they just embrace it. They go blade number one and they carry on. That's not an option for women whose hair is thinning.
Absolutely. And they have shown that when somebody has, you know, if you look at studies, it impacts women more than it impacts men.
Now, let's talk about unexpected hair loss, known as alopecia. Now, that can take many different forms.
Yeah, alopecia is just a term for hair loss. We even call the type you're talking about, the aging process, you know, male pattern alopecia or female pattern alopecia. So alopecia just means hair loss. The sudden types that can be devastating when they start to happen. The one that I think most people are aware of is called telogen effluvium. And that's after you've had a stress to the body. So it could be psychological stress, you know, an actual accident or a surgery. And for, you know, the vast majority of women who've had a baby, childbirth, 3 months later, 3 months after the event, the hair starts to shed. And it can be really dramatic.
Now, is that because this aging process, the shriveling up has already happened, but you don't see it?
No, for three months. This hair all comes back. And I think this is one of the things that it's really important for us to reassure patients with. That rapid shedding, because something has happened, the hairs do, you know, are replaced again in the next cycle. It takes about 9 months for the hair to grow down again.
So for women who've had a baby and have found their hair is a bit thin, reassure, it will come back.
Absolutely, because it can be devastating on top of having a new baby. the hair falling out in the shower and thinking that they're going to go bald. They won't, I suppose, is the thing.
Now, what about those people who are, you know, you mention alopecia as a term generally for hair loss, but often it's applied to people who have a very obvious, say, bald patch where maybe a bald patch should not be, or in fact, total hair loss, maybe their eyebrows, everything.
Yeah, that's alopecia areata. So that's the other type that can come on again very suddenly. That one is an immune-mediated condition. So your own system is fighting against your hair follicle and gobbles them up, really. And it can appear as just one, you know, completely bald patch. For some people, it's a lot of their scalp is missing. And then, as you said, in the worst form of it, all hair is missing from the body. So all the hair on the scalp, eyebrows, eyelashes, body hair. And that can be absolutely devastating because it usually happens, you know, to younger people, you know, often in their teenage years.
And is it stress?
No. It's not usually stress. It's their own immune system. Often they'll have a family history of it, or they could have a family history at least of autoimmune conditions. Sometimes stress can trigger episodes. Absolutely. We see that in all walks of
dermatology. So if someone has this condition in all or in part of their body, what's the treatment? Because I've known people who'd alopecia. One chap fell down the stairs, knocked his head and lost all his hair. It eventually grew back, but I think it took a few years before it grew back, and it grew back differently.
Yeah, we often see it grow back, you know, either curly or a different colour.
It grew back curly where he didn't have curly hair.
Right. Yeah, no. So typically, you know, if it's just one patch, some patients, it just spontaneously regrows. You know, it's a phase and that will come back by itself. But, you know, by the time patients see us as doctors, it's usually been there for a while. So in its small areas, we usually use just topical treatments or little injections into the bald patch. And that can be very effective. And for people who have the very severe alopecia that you talked about, where all of their hair is missing, there are immunosuppressants that we use to dampen down that overactive immune system, and they can be very effective. Yeah. And actually, the good news, because there was nothing there for alopecia areata for years and years and years, there's lots of drug companies that have drugs in development, and there was one of those drugs was approved by the EMA just in the last year. So, you know, that brings enormous hope for patients who have suffered from this. It's really, really socially impactful. It causes huge, you know, depression and anxiety, as you can imagine.
Some of the questions coming in, can you ask your hair expert what bald patches in my beard are caused by? That's from Will.
So that is a form of alopecia areata. Okay. And I think it's much more common than people think, but that's what he has.
Okay, so you mightn't have a nice symmetrical beard, it may have bald patches.
And sometimes very, very obvious bald patches. And sometimes a topical steroid will help with that. So,
okay. Can you tell me about PCOS?
So that's polycystic ovarian syndrome, where there's an imbalance of hormones in a woman, and the androgenetic or the male-like hormones, you know, are stronger, and they can result in female pattern hair loss. So somebody's scalp, you know, sensitive to these hormones, and they can then have the female pattern hair loss, as we call it.
And is that treatable by hormones?
That's treated, we typically treat it with, hormonal therapies. And I see a lot of those sort of patients. And they are the women that you talk about who have the early onset female pattern hair loss. We usually see it speed up after the menopause. But in these women, it happens much earlier on.
Another one. Any side effects to Rogaine?
The topical version, minimal.
Minimal.
People can have a little bit of irritation of their scalp.
Ask your guest, please, is rosemary oil for regrowth a myth? That's from Esther.
Yes, it will be the answer.
It's a myth. And a final one, any advice for a teenager who's pulling out their own eyelashes?
I think this is one for psychology and psychiatry, and it is something that we see. Trichotillomania is the fancy word for it, but we see it in especially young girls, you know, and they'll do it to their scalp hair as well.
Yeah, it's a habit.
Yeah, and can be triggered by anxiety. So it's something that will need sort of behavioural therapy.
Rather than dermatology.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatologists. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.